This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
Following on from our last check-in, where we talked about what might now be on offer at your local community pharmacy, I thought this week we would discuss some of the eye problems that you might go to your pharmacist with. The first one that comes to mind is a stye. Elizabeth, what exactly is a stye then?
Yes, it looks like a red lesion on the lid, and it can be uncomfortable. It can be caused by a staphylococcal bacteria, and the most common reason is an infection from the nose, touching your nose and then the eye.
How do we treat a stye then?
I know most people that come into the pharmacy with a stye are looking for an ointment or an eye drop to cure it, but that's not the correct treatment. It's hot compresses. I usually suggest boiling then cooling water to a comfortable temperature and using a piece of gauze or a clean flannel, and keep that on the eye for about 15 minutes at a time, maybe 2 to 3 times a day. There is a commercial product called Optase that you heat in the microwave also. And one way of keeping the lids clean is using medicated lid swabs. Now, if the lesion doesn't clear up in a week, check it out at your optometrist.
What about conjunctivitis then?
Yes, we get a lot of patients coming in with bloodshot eyes and a green exudate. They talk about their eyes stuck together in the morning. Yes, this can be treated with antibiotic eye drops, but I always talk about a delayed prescription. You need to use, again, boiled cooled water, often for several days before introducing an antibiotic drop. And it's usually chloramphenicol. Now, if you do start the drops, then you need to use them every couple of hours, then reduce to 4 times a day. Keep using them for 48 hours after the infection clears. It's the same advice as a stye in terms of a self-limiting condition, and best to treat with bathing for a few days before introducing an antibiotic. And also, chloramphenicol drops have to be kept in the fridge, so if you're travelling, it's not so easy to use.
We do hear a lot about people having red eye too.
Yes, first of all, there are a lot of questions we ask someone coming in with one red eye. Is there any pain? Is the vision affected? Photophobia, I ask the person to look at a bright light and ask if there's any pain or discomfort. I have referred someone with a couple of these symptoms, and she did come back to thank me because it was a more serious condition. The one that looks quite dramatic, though, with red eye is where there's been a burst blood vessel in the eye. You'll soon be told by people you meet you have this quite dramatic red eye. Now, first of all, there's no pain or any of the other symptoms I've described. It's usually happened because you've rubbed your eye in your sleep, and probably it will go away in a few days. Obviously, if you're on a blood thinner or you're getting this a lot, maybe the GP might want to check your blood pressure.
Do you have any final message for listeners then, Elizabeth?
Yes, your optometrist, obviously, in the high street is the expert for your eyes. Routinely, it's so important to get checked. For example, glaucoma, where pressure in the eye is raised, it's asymptomatic. In other words, you're not aware that this is happening. But if it's not treated, it can be catastrophic. The optic nerve can be damaged. And this actually happened to my mother, so I have personal experience of that. Please get checked if you're asked to attend. Or if you're worried about something that's happening to your eyes, yeah, the pharmacy can often help, but the expert is, of course, your optometrist.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if listeners would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, thank you so much indeed again, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Dobie.